My name's Will DeFreeze, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. On today's episode, we're going to talk about athleisure, how to hide a hangover at work, and going home. I didn't know what they were at the time. They were pants, yeah, but they weren't really like anything I'd ever seen before. The model wearing them was styled with a denim button-down over a plain white t-shirt. Wool, clinched at the ankle, with an elastic waistband and snap enclosure with a normal zipper. They weren't sweatpants, but they weren't really pants either. But nonetheless, I knew I needed to have them the second I looked at them. Too much money and 3 to 5 business days later, they arrived at my door. My first, and certainly not my last, pair of joggers. For better or worse, joggers have become a very standard pant in today's world. They're like the yoga pants for guys. Casual enough to wear to get coffee and maybe into the office once in a while, but still not nice enough to wear out at night. They're a staple of the fashion trend, athleisure. A word I hesitate to use because, well, it's just kind of a lame-sounding word. But when I did a poll on Sunday Scaries' Instagram account, which is sunday.scaries for those keeping track at home, one of the most requested topics was apparel for Sunday afternoons. It's safe to say that Sundays command a different sense of style than every other day of the week. A bit looser, a bit more casual, a bit more careless. Sunday style is the core of how we always want to dress, but not at all how we're allowed to dress. For me, my wardrobe's fairly simple. My Sunday outfit consists of either Sunday shorts or joggers from Outdoor Voices, an oversized cotton long sleeve shirt, and a pair of glasses so my eyes aren't strained while watching TV or looking at menus. It is, at its core, what they call athleisure. For those unfamiliar with the word, it came about around 2016. I'm not really sure who actually coined it, but it's obviously a combination of athletic and leisure, two things that don't exactly mix. It's kind of the reason everyone at brunch looks like they just got done working out, even though they definitely didn't work out. It's just easier to drink rosé in leggings than it is in jeans, especially on a Sunday afternoon patio session. I, myself, have adopted this method of dressing wholeheartedly. While I'm not necessarily proud of the fact that I wear sweatpants nearly every single day, I do take pride in owning why I chose my specific style. Comfort. Without strict work regulations on my daily wardrobe, it's easy for me to adopt whatever style I want. As it turns out, my out-of-shape body simply craves stretchy, moisture-wicking fabrics more than button-down shirts and stiff jeans. Sue me. And deep down, I think I strive to dress every single day like it's actually Sunday. Because, why the hell not? Personal style hasn't been something I've grappled with over the years, but it's something I take more seriously than others, I think. I like what I like. I wear what I like, and most importantly, I'm confident in what I like. After my first pair of joggers, you know, those wool ones I just talked about, I went down the Lululemon road with a pair of cotton ones. More comfortable, a tad sportier, and a touch more expensive. I had the realization that I needed more. And more. And more. It wasn't until I moved to Austin that I bought a pair of Outdoor Voices joggers and realized that form actually can combine with function, creating a stretchy Sunday pants masterpiece. The perfect Sunday bottoms, if you will. If you haven't already noticed their Doing Things hashtag on Instagram, OV is an Austin-based company with fans from Gwyneth Paltrow to Frank Ocean, and collaborations from APC to Leandra Medine. Overall, the athleisure market was valued at over $270 billion in 2016, and is likely to grow by about 30% by 2020. I'm not a big numbers guy, but those seem like big numbers to me. In March of 2018, Outdoor Voices had a funding round that reached $34 million, which makes it clear that the brand and the athleisure trend is pretty much here to stay. Bad for your wallet, but good for your waistline, which is probably begging for some elastic. Things come up. A happy hour with coworkers, some venting turned into opening another bottle of wine, a midweek social event gone awry. But we've all had that moment, oh, that dreadful moment, when your alarm goes off for work and you think to yourself, yep, I overdid it. While sure, these days, two cocktails and an empty stomach knock me down for the count, there were days when a hangover couldn't stop me from indulging on any night of the week. Frankly, the hangovers were worth it, and sometimes they still are. That is, until you're sitting at your desk while trying to slug down an iced coffee to get a semblance of energy. You know you're hungover, and your coworkers know that you're hungover. This is how you avoid getting called out. You may not want to hear this, but it's the plain and simple truth. You have to start your day with a cold shower. The hotter the shower, the more your blood starts heading towards your skin, and the more you look flush. Yes, it's going to be miserable for the first few seconds, but it also helps the puffiness as well. If you're really struggling, sneak away into the work bathroom and just splash some ice-cold water onto your face. It's a good replacement when you're in a pinch. And if you're still red and puffy, it's time to steal some aspirin from the first aid kit. Your break room will have some. Obviously, taking aspirin isn't some out-of-the-box crazy hangover revelation, but in this case, not only will it cure your headache, but your face as well. Once you choke those down, make sure to have some gum handy to get rid of any bad breath that's lingering from the whiskey or gin you drank the night before. You may think you don't smell bad, but trust me, you do. The biggest giveaway to your coworkers that you went out the night before is that lingering booze smell that trails you around all day. Floss, brush, mouthwash, repeat. Maybe even bring a toothbrush in for the day. If you're still nervous about that smell, make sure to pick up some breakfast. A bagel with cream cheese or a breakfast sandwich will zap your mouth of the smell, even though it might also make you want to take a nap after. It's only after this that you can start to take the real measures of hiding your hangover. And this is all just about deflecting your responsibilities. Once you sit down at your desk and check your email, solely check the important ones, superiors only. If they need a response, always respond with a question. That puts the ball in their court and makes it look like you're actually doing something. Should they respond immediately, maybe take an extra like 15 minutes for yourself before you reply. They'll hardly notice because, well, they're actually busy. Hell, if you need to, respond with all the buzzwords you can scrounge up. It ensures them you're, quote, still working on this, or there were some major hiccups during implementation, but it'll be done by EOD. Buy yourself all the time you can. From there, it's onto the calendar. The most important part of avoiding responsibility for the day. If it's not already cleared, clear it. And once it's wide open, it's absolutely essential that you fill it with 35 to 45 minute nuisances for the remainder of the day. This should include, but it's not limited to, reviewing analytics, typing meeting minutes, scheduling, calls to pretty much anyone, but specifically someone that directly reports to you, or an out-of-office contact. They'll never even know. Once your breakfast is settled and your second fake calendar task of the day is complete, check to see if your immediate superior has left for lunch. If they haven't, stay put. If you see them leave, trail them and then just leave immediately after. They'll have no idea if you left at 12:01 or 12:40. Maybe even schedule an email to be sent to them like a half hour after you leave, just to throw them off your scent. And if you're feeling extremely confident, schedule a late afternoon errand to run. No one's going to even notice or care as long as you've done everything right up to that point. Dentist appointment? Sure, no one can notice. Just don't say it's a haircut. Everyone will know the next day when you still come in looking shaggy. The sad, unfortunate truth, even if you do all this right, tomorrow's going to suck because you managed to skirt all responsibility for the majority of the day. But hey, at least last night was fun. Three years ago, I moved away from my hometown to somewhere further away than I ever really imagined, 1,500 miles to be exact. Everyone, no matter what they claim, has some type of connection with their hometown. Bad, good, somewhere in between, that connection exists. Fortunately for me, my personal connection falls in the good category. I'm from Harbor Springs, Michigan, a small town that resides 4 hours north of Detroit on Lake Michigan. Growing up, and even living there in my mid-20s, there was always a part of me that craved something more, something bigger. Chicago, New York, a large city where the bars closed after 10 o'clock and you wouldn't see someone you knew everywhere you went. But when I finally escaped, and I use that word, escaped, loosely, I realized how much I had taken everything about it for granted. The convenience of driving 5 minutes to run an errand, the fact that our hometown newspaper's headlines were uplifting compared to pretty much every other headline you see, the fact that you can see the stars on a clear night, undeterred by city lights or smog. These days, I don't make it home that often. A few times during the summer, once for Thanksgiving. I'm forced to make these into extended stays in order to do everything I want to do. See everyone I want to see. Everything I took for granted that I now relish in. I know for a fact that not everyone looks forward to going back to the place they used to call home. The skeletons in their closet, the memories they'd rather forget, the people they'd rather not see again. Whatever their justification may be, they consider their new environment to be their new home. And that's fine. But I don't think I'll ever be able to be one of those people. For one reason or another, my friends and I have formed a strong connection with the streets we learned to drive on and the beaches we used to drink whiskey on. We reminisce through text messages that often begin with, "Remember the time?" only to trail off into a memory that some of us forgot even happened. It's a constant reminder of the times we had when we couldn't fathom actually outgrowing where we grew up. And that's how I think a lot of people think about their relationship with their hometowns, that they've outgrown them. Sure, some people have. That's not for me to say. But now I've reached the point where my absence from home makes me appreciate being there even more, the select times that I can actually go. The food tastes better, the air smells more pure, and those casual run-ins with people I hardly ever see just feel more meaningful. I'm actually returning home this coming weekend for the first time since Thanksgiving last year when the ground was covered in snow. And it's something I've had my eyes on ever since I booked my round-trip ticket. While I'm not necessarily ready to cancel my flight on the way back, it just might be a hard reset that I need to get away from the minutiae of the life I've created since leaving. Because if I've learned anything about being away from it, there truly is no place like home. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a hungover friend about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You also help the podcast maintain its spot on the iTunes charts, which opens up more opportunities to help us cure our Sunday scaries together. You can also follow along on Twitter, which is @SundayScaries, or Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram @WillDeFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.